So over the next few weeks, all the attention will, of course, be on Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, maybe Michael Bloomberg. So we want to pause and remember the candidates we lost over the weekend. Not permanently, there's not in the race. For all of them, their failure to win the nomination is reason for all of us to feel a little better about ourselves. We're not as dumb as we thought we were. Tom Steyer just proved that simply because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you're an oligarch. Steyer spent more than $100 million of his own money and in the end did an embarrassing dance on stage and then got nothing. His sad presidential run ought to be encouraging to every person in America, particularly the slower among us. That guy can make $1 billion. You can too. Pete Buttigieg's defeat proves that while Americans may be willing to vote for socialists or plutocrats or adulterers, they're pretty open-minded, actually. They still want their presidents to be human. Creepy robots with biographies crafted in a Silicon Valley lab are going to have to wait till the 22nd century to have their chance. Here's Buttigieg's minutes ago, backing Biden.
It is an honor to be here with Vice President Biden. You know, when I ran for president, we made it clear that the whole idea was about rallying the country together to defeat Donald Trump and to win the era for the values that we share. And that was always a goal that was much bigger than me becoming president. And it is in the name of that very same goal that I'm delighted to endorse and support Joe Biden for president.
I think Barack Obama gave that exact same speech, but I don't have Google in front of me, but you can check it. And of course, Amy Klobuchar dropped out as well. Her defeat is good news for anyone who cares about proper comb hygiene. The Democratic race may be smaller tonight, but it's not more amicable. Why? Because Elizabeth Warren is still running, and now she's openly campaigning for a divisive brokered convention next July, which would be really like Christmas Day for the rest of us. Warren's only reason for staying in the race right now is to sabotage Bernie Sanders, but many Democrats are happy to play along. The weird neuroses and anxieties and just strangeness of the Democratic coalition are coming to the surface. It's like pulling up a rock and all these things crawl away or try to. We're learning a lot about what they really care about. So over the weekend, the Boston Globe ran a piece arguing, and this is for real, that it was, quote, disrespectful for Bernie Sanders to try and win the Massachusetts primary since it would be a, quote, major humiliation for Elizabeth Warren. That's really identity politics taken to its end point. It's the state of the Democratic race right now. If you're too extreme for the donor class, then it's sexist to try and win an election. Victor Davis Hanson, one of the wisest people we know, is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution out in California. He joins us tonight. Professor, you look on at this, and what do you make of it?
Well, this latest dropout group of Klobuchar and Buttigieg is same thing as the first round of dropouts with Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, Julian Castro. And the common, how to sum it all up, Tucker, is after a year of all of this wokeness and diversity and white privilege, what did we end up with? We ended up with three old white guys who are 77 and 78 with a Marxist, neo-Marxist, as the presumptive leader. And all of them have a history of insensitive remarks about women or things they've written. So it's a complete antithesis of the whole premise of the Democratic Party. And we don't have anybody who's a charismatic character other than Bernie Sanders, and his criticisms are sometimes legitimate of American society, but his bromides are frightening. So they're in a real, and then they've got this outside billionaire who's coming in to save everybody from Bernie Sanders on the premise that Biden was fading, but Biden's not quite dead yet, his candidacy, I mean that metaphorically. And now Bloomberg is going to be blamed for, you know, dividing the moderate vote and handing the nomination to Sanders. And then this was supposed to be the transparent new reformist party, and they're going to go back to an old 1950s, 1940s brokered convention with guys and cigars in the back room, horse trading jobs and employment entitlements to get delegates. It's completely, the reality is completely opposite to the rhetoric of the whole progressive movement.
So they clearly don't care about the things they say they care about. So if you could just sum up crisply what they do care about, what do you think that is?
What they do care about is they want to control the House and they want to win back the Senate and they want Supreme Court picks because they're interested in power. They're not interested necessarily in diversity or people of color being the new face of the Democratic Party or any of that. They're interested in power and they think they can't get it with Bernie Sanders, and they're absolutely right. He'll be a disaster. This is the worst field we've seen since Walter Mondale lost in a landslide to Ronald Reagan. And if they go the Bernie route, they're going to lose big. and they're desperate, and they're down to the 11th hour, and the only candidates they have that they think they can save the House and maybe win back the Senate are Bloomberg and Biden, and they're pathetic candidates, and it's kind of a tragedy to
right.
watch this thing unfold. It really is.
Oh, but there's
power,
pleasure in it too, Professor, I would say.
It.
Exactly. It's about power. Great to see you tonight. Thank you so much for that, as always.
Thank you. Thank you.